And a very good evening and welcome along to the Radio City Legends, live from the top of the tower. And of course, the international break is nearly over. So what's on your mind? If it's injuries you're concerned about, Reds, give Aldo a shout. 01514720967. And I'm not sure what the Everton conversation is, but Sharpie will drum something up over the course of the next hour. Boys, are we okay?
Don't worry about us.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I think there's more worrying for you, injuries.
Do you think so? It's not good, is it, John?
Yeah.
What have we got now? So Trent's got a back problem, has he? There's a bit of a concern over Trent. As
Keita.
Yeah. Keita, who had to be taken off the field on someone's shoulders because there was no stretcher. Yeah. There's Mane, who's had a thumb operation. Yeah. There's Mo Salah, who returned. And there's Virgil van Dijk, who's been playing with two broken ribs.
Yeah, but Van Dijk should be. He's still playing. That will get easier, even though it takes a bit of time, doesn't
it? I said to somebody today, I said, wow. I said, thank you very much for Koeman for letting everybody know he's got two broken ribs. Because the first thing you do when you play against him is ban Joe and welcome.
He's got to be. I think there's a harness that you can wear now to just give you a little. But you know when you've got like bruised ribs or cracked ribs. I had one a few months ago. It's horrendous, isn't it? But if you go on a football field, and if I know the centre half has got it, I'm not being funny. Just by mistake, I'm going to, he's going to get one in the rib. Yeah. You say, oh, sorry about that, but you know. But it happens. You know, that's what will happen. Sharpie's right. He shouldn't have told him.
Was that naughty from Ronald, was it?
I think it's probably a slip of the tongue, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But
just saying how brave he's doing, by doing it.
Yeah. But I don't know. But the one, Manny with the broken thumb, he'll play, won't he?
You could play with a broken thumb. I don't know how severe it is, but you'd think they could do something, because we've played with casts and before. I played with casts, and I'm sure you have and all that. But this day and age, they must be able to do something, but I don't know. We've got Sturridge, we've got Shaqiri, and this could be an opportunity for one. Firmino's okay. I think they got a bit of a boost on Salah this afternoon, didn't they, Liverpool? I think
is that right? Has been an update on the Salah situation? Christian's nodding away.
So he might be all right.
So he's fine, is he?
You could play with eight men and you still beat Huddersfield.
It's not a bad team to play, is it?
Sharpie, they drew 1-1 with you.
I know, that's a team. Oh, no, you would know.
I'm just looking for that update on Salah. Yeah, Mo Salah and Virgil van Dijk hand Liverpool boost by returning to training. Yeah. They've trained as normal. Jurgen Klopp has been sifting through the debris of the international break, according to this piece by Chris Bascom. And Salah and van Dijk now appear to be the least of his concerns. Naby Keita, I'm sure, is a concern. Have you ever seen a game where someone's had to be piggybacked off instead of on a stretcher?
Yeah, didn't quite a lot.
Is that what you do? You
pick your mates up? Not recently, no. You're on a stretcher every time, but just to make sure you're all right. You're wrapped in cotton wool. But no, that was like Sunday League game years ago, wasn't it?
I don't think the Liverpool medical staff would have been delighted watching that, will they?
No, you wouldn't be happy, no, at all.
Or Jurgen Klopp. So we'll wait and see what the prognosis is on him as well. If you want to talk about that, 01514720967. Everton Weiss, not that many talking points. Everything seems to have gone pretty fine over the international break, doesn't it?
Getting players back, yeah. I think Gomez will be available. I think Mina's available at the weekend, which will make it interesting for the manager. You know, but I think won two games in the trot. Does he stick with the same team? Does he bring those two in? It'd be interesting to see what he does. But at home against Crystal Palace, I think they've got a doubt with Zaha. But it won't be easy. You know, and talk to somebody today, I'm talking about Richarlison. Does he play him through the middle again? He'll be up against two big, strong centre-halves.
Yeah.
Sacco will be one, I think. And you know, we talk about can he play through the middle, and you think, oh yeah, maybe, but listen, this will be a big test for him. Also for his temperament, because they won't take any prisoners and they'll come through the back of him.
You know what you're going to get with them, but Sahar's not going to play.
No, Sahar's not going to play, but I'm saying the
big bonus.
For Everton it is, but I just think Richarlison through the middle, he's got to be careful. Temperament-wise, he's got to be careful, because if he does play through the middle, he'll be up against two strong physical defenders, and he can't let them, you know, get to him.
You know what happened
to the other one, he gets sent off kind of thing. He can't afford to do that, so... Listen, it'll be a tough game, even though they're struggling. But
the other thing you say about Palace, they've got no goal scorers.
Well, Zaha's out. Benteke's out. Zaha, hopefully for Everton, he's out. So you just never know. But
he's the one that you'd be worried about, Zaha, because obviously he can do a couple of things to get a couple of goals. I think he'd be all right there. I think so.
Just looking at the number of goals scored this season by Crystal Palace, goals four, it's five. which actually is virtually the lowest in the entire league. Cardiff have got four.
What are goals against? What are goals against?
Goals against 9.
Yeah. Call every game.
Their story's a little bit. They've just not got going, have they, in the league? Should be a good Everton success story.
I think so. Yeah,
hope so.
As Liverpool should be as well against Huddersfield. And this is a really important period for Liverpool, isn't it? Because you've got a couple of teams they're playing that they've. Cardiff, Huddersfield. You've got to take maximum points out of these.
We've just come out of that, you know, the spell where we had really tough games, you know, one after another, after another, after another, with the exception of probably Southampton, with all due respect. You know, and then you've got like Huddersfield and Cardiff, you know, with Red Star in between. And you'd like to think that we, to be honest, we've got to win the 3 games. Just put it, you don't look at 4 ahead, but starting with Saturday, but the 3 of them on paper, we really have to if you're serious this season, you have to go boss, you know.
Three of the 4 games joining the league, I'd expect Liverpool to win. I think your only problem is Arsenal away, depending on what happens. And that's another possibility that you can win that. But I think Huddersfield, Cardiff, Fulham, home game as well against Fulham, I think
you'd like to think so. See, Huddersfield, Tottenham's gone there and beat them, you know, the other teams have been there, Chelsea comfortably beat them. So you've got to do the same. You know, you're under pressure, hey. You've got to live with pressure, you know, you've got to play well and, you know, and take the book. Hey, we haven't started this season. We just haven't started, you know, with the front three lads, so... Hopefully, you know, we'll click into gear somewhere. You know, at the break, something's happened. Hopefully, it'll come together. And whoever plays up front, one of them probably won't play, maybe Manny or whatever. Then Shaqiri or Sturridge comes in, and it's a great opportunity for them to do something and show the manager and the fans the way.
Right, let's take a few calls. It's 6:37. It's the Radio City Legends, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp. So, red and blue side covered, and we're going to start off talking about Liverpool with Rex. Evening, Rex. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Rex. All right, mate?
Yeah, I was just calling in to talk about the injury situation and, like, the possibility of, you know, maybe snatching a starting role for the likes of maybe Shaqiri, Sturridge, Mabino, given the fact that they haven't really gotten a lot of, you know, playing time lately, but they seem to have been maximizing what little they have been getting. But with these injuries and these kind of, without, you know, being disrespectful, these kind of easier fixtures coming up, you know, maybe these guys could come in and you know, make a strong claim.
Yeah, no, what you're saying is right.
Who has the strongest claim out of those names that Rex was mentioning there?
Well, Sturridge, you know, his goals per minute record this season speaks for itself. You know, Shaqiri's come on and the fans have endeared to him. You know, he's not playing like he did at Stoke. He's having a go. He's putting himself about. The first half against Southampton, he's very, very good. We all know he's a player. His touch is fantastic. His ability, you know, the gravity, the way he gets the ball, you know, and he's just remarkable the way he runs with the ball. So, but it depends, you know. All right, if Mane's not fit, it suits Shaqiri.
Yeah.
Because Sturridge goes down the middle. You know, if Salah's, if Firmino's not fit, then Sturridge goes there. You know, but you can juggle it about because they obviously can play across the three players in different positions. But you can't mix it up an awful lot too much because it can cramp you down a little bit. So I think if you're looking at it, and Manny doesn't play, I would actually go Shaqiri, Firmino, and Salah. And Firmino, you know, at the moment I'm a big fan of his, but if he's still not playing that well then early in the second half and, you know, he still hasn't changed, then you've got to throw Sturridge on. You know?
Right, so Shaqiri for you, who's the right...
Yeah, I would, for the balance.
Yeah, Sharpie?
Yeah, I think so. That's it. Yeah? I think that's plain for everybody to see that be the natural one. What John said, he was right. But
Sturridge has the goals.
Yeah, but he can't play... Sturridge is not... I can't see Sturridge playing the way that Liverpool play with the front three at this moment in time. At the moment, I think Sturridge is good... as what he's doing is an impact player, but I think if you looked at Klopp over all the games, he has got the choice and he's stuck with the three, and I think that will always be the case. And I just think that at the moment, as John quite rightly said, Shaqiri in that left hand side would be the natural one that you'd see, you know, and then Sturridge, if he comes on, has to come on through the middle.
Rex, what are you thinking?
I think it's a great opportunity for Shaqiri, like you guys said. You know, and I do think Fabinho will be a bit of a dark horse here, similar to kind of Robertson last year when Moreno was in really great form and then unfortunately got that injury, and then Robertson came in and just hit the ground running. So, you know, maybe, you know, given the time that Fabinho's had the time to, you know, be implemented into the system and learn the style and get in good with Klopp, you know, maybe he could be, you know, getting that kind of similar opportunity here pretty soon. I think the only thing that kind of has bugged me a little bit this season is kind of how you guys were saying earlier about how we haven't really kicked on in the front three especially. But even though we spent the summer, you know, buying some very high-dollar players and kind of improving our depth, it doesn't seem like Klopp has really utilized that depth and utilized substitutions. And now we're looking at five, you know, injuries or knocks to some pretty important players. And they've been playing pretty much every opportunity they can get, and we really haven't utilized that depth that we've, you know, kind of recently come into.
Yeah, no, that's good. Though I wouldn't be surprised if Shaqiri actually plays in the role where he did against Southampton. You know, with what he's got. We're talking about a few knocks in here, and you're talking about the squad. Look, if something's wrong with Trent, then Gomez has played right back. Second half, when he played against City, he's very, very good. You know, Lovren had a really good game. Van Dijk, Robinson, not a problem. Not a problem. Henderson's
against
all right.
Against a team that doesn't score goals.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he's right. He's right. You know, you're Henderson, Wijnaldum, not a problem. Shaqiri could play in that role there. You know, obviously Keita's out and Milner's out. That could open the door for him to play in that role. We did really well against Southampton the first half. Then you've still got Sturridge. You can still play Sturridge up front some way or form, because the manager can shuffle it about. You can shuffle them to, you know, Firmino and obviously Salah. Sturridge can still play down the middle or play off them. Not ideal, because you do want the three of them across, but it could work. It could work.
Good stuff, Rex. Thank you very much indeed,
Paul. Thank you, guys.
Bless you, Sean.
Thank you. How many have they actually scored, Huddersfield, at home? I don't think they scored many. I know they struggled last year scoring goals.
What are we on here? Let's have a look.
They scored more goals away from home, I think.
They've got five. Hang on, what's that? Goals for, five goals against. Can't read. Oh, minus 13. Goal
scored
difference.
Four,
goals scored
four,
against 17
against. Yeah. Scored four goals.
A bit leaky, aren't they?
I think most of them are away from home, I think. I think Burnley and Everton score goals.
No, they're not. No, they scored against Everton off a set piece. I honestly fear for them this year. I think they've done well last year. They stayed up, but I fear for them this year. Yeah. And I think you look at their goal difference so early on in the season, minus what, 13, did you say? Wow. Yeah, so, well, that's hard to turn that around.
Mm-hmm. Right, just off the back of Rex, our American caller, we were talking off air before about Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, brilliant.
And for anyone who hasn't seen his goal for DC United, I think it was yesterday, try and catch you on social media, because the lad's making a big impact, isn't he?
Well, listen, no disrespect, he expected them to. I still think he's too good for that league. But, you know, he's gone there, he's made a career decision, he's gone there and delighted to see him doing well. But, you know, he's weighed in with some goals now. They're just in the playoff position. I think they're six at the moment, so they've got a chance of staying in the playoffs, which would be a big bonus for them, you know, because when he got there, they were really, really struggling, low down in the league. But now they've won their games in hand and they're up there in the playoff position. It's up to them now. But
They were viewed as almost, I don't want to say the Cardiff, but they were viewed as pretty much a lowly team in the table. And he's done something to bring them together.
He's right. Listen, they've got good players in there as well, don't get me wrong. But Wayne gives them something else, experience, obviously. But I'm delighted to see him doing well.
Explain the goal. How far out
was
that?
It was a free kick. Listen, I looked at it again and I thought, the goalkeeper, maybe it's gone middle of the goal. But listen, you've got to.
Do you think so?
Well, I think that's it. Listen to what people were saying. It's like height-wise, but no, I'm not taking anything away from it. I thought it was a great free kick.
No, it was fantastic. Right, 7:15, Radio City Legends, Graeme Sharp and John Aldridge. And if you'd like to get involved, 01514720967. It's 7:10. Welcome along to the show. Thanks for your company. Aldo's here, Sharpie's here. So red or blue, give us your call. We'll talk a little bit about Aldo's return to management at Tranmere Rovers shortly and what sort of team he's going to pick. But before we do that, let's take another caller. We're going to talk Everton with Gary. Evening, Gary.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Very good. What's your thoughts? How are you approaching the weekend, Gary?
Well, you said about bringing Seamus back, but I wouldn't. I'd let him build his fitness up, because he's been out for a while. And last time we brought him back, you know, he was good. I think the adrenaline was running that night, and then a couple of games, but then he faded off. But I'd play Sheamus all the time, but not this weekend. Mm-hmm. I just think he needs that little bit of maybe bring him on once for a 2-3-0 up and you know, ease him back in the game.
Yeah, Gary, I don't think Sheamus is ready. I'd be surprised if he plays. Sheamus, I think John Joe Kenny will still be there, but I think the ones they're talking about is Mina and Gomez. But again, do you bring them straight back in because the team have done well the last away game, the last home game they won as well, so they're on two wins. So I don't know if I would really change it an awful lot. I think Gomez and Mina will come into the squad but not necessarily play.
No, I mean, I'd play the same team as you said, Greg,
yeah.
And I'd have them on the bench. And if we're up 2-3-0, which I think we could be this weekend, could have yeah. Bernard. Mm-hmm. I mean, he should be on Strictly Come Dancing. He threw a few turns there, didn't he? I just think that he's going to get better and better, mm-hmm. more match fitness. He didn't go away with Brazil, which is good,
yeah.
Because then that gives us respite for him.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, he's been eased into the game now, playing from the start.
Yeah.
Luckman's on the bench. Maybe, you know, I'm a big fan of Luckman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe once he, you know, I'll say, you know, let's get 2-3-0 up. And then go for it, you know, and enjoy it. And
yeah.
Fans, get the fans behind it. Because a home game at Goodison Park, as you know, Graham, can be brilliant in the league.
Mm.
When it comes to the cup, we have a different crowd coming. And no yes. one, don't get behind the players. You moan and groan. I think, well, don't
yeah.
come. So on Sunday, we've got to be in there, straight at them. I think Palace will bring a good few with them.
Yeah.
And I think we just got to go for it.
Gary, listen, it ain't going to be easy. Everybody's talking about Palace and the poor start they've had. And they can't do this and they can't do that. And they depend on Saha. But listen, they're still difficult to play against, you know. So I think it's going to be a tough one. You know, I think they'll come here and, you know, try and frustrate us. But I think the most important thing, I've said it last week as well, it's early days yet, and you know they've got to be patient. You know what they don't want is like the crowd on the players' back if it doesn't go well, which they've got a tendency to do in recent years. But I think they've just got to be patient, and as you said, with the attacking players we've got, hopefully they can cause problems to Crystal Palace. But again, Crystal Palace's main threat, if Zaha doesn't play, will come from set pieces, and that's where we have to make sure we're strong defensively.
Yeah, I mean, they look like Hennessy's not going to play either, but they're going to ease Dan back in, the scouts lad, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And if he's not match fit, play him.
Yeah.
Play Charleston against him and just go for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't cut out all the fancy work. Just go for him, score your goals, and, you know, let the wingers do what they've got to do. And I think we'll see a different Walcott at home this weekend as well. Yeah. I think he'll be up for it as well, because I think he's been playing with a bit of a hamstring.
A different Walcott. What do you mean by that? what do you mean by a different Walcott, Sharpie?
Well, you know, people have been saying, oh, he's not firing as strong and he's not doing this. He's doing what he's got to do, and he's protecting Kenny at the same time.
Mm.
You know, yeah. He's actually easing Kenny into the game, which is good, because it just shows you what a professional he is. And he's giving Kenny a good time, because when Walcott and Sheamus play together, they don't need it. They know exactly what to do. And I would love to see them be the Pina and Baines on the right-hand side.
Good point.
Stephen, Gary Stevens, another set, you know what I mean? Like, so hopefully, if they can get Sheamus back fifth, fighting,
yeah.
and Walcott, it'll be a different team altogether.
Yeah.
And I just, onwards and upwards.
Yeah, exactly. The new signings as well coming back in. But I was up at the training ground with James McCarthy. Good to see him back in training now as well.
And how's he looking?
After a horrific injury kind of thing. You know, so it's great to see him.
Is he ready?
Well, he's on the road to recovery. I think he's played a practice match behind closed doors. I think he'll play in, you know, maybe an under-23 game soon. You know, you look at it that way to get himself back fit. But good to see him back, because that was horrific, you know, the injury he suffered. And you know, it's good to see him, you know, working his way back now. He knows he needs match fitness, and that will come with the games he plays kind of thing. But good to see him back as well. So with the new signings in as well, with Gomez, I'm really looking forward to seeing him. I've heard so much about him, positive things about him. Everybody knows Mina from the World Cup. So
have you come across Mina? Have you bumped into him at the training ground? Or
I've walked into his knees.
is he really
giant.
Big lad?
Yeah,
isn't
he's
he?
A giant.
You're not small.
No,
so
he's a giant.
Yeah?
He's a giant.
Do you speak English, or...?
Yeah, he's a good lad. I haven't really spoke to him kind of thing, but, you know, he's a nice guy. Listen, I think that the dressing room is good at the moment. I think maybe that hasn't been the case over the last couple of years, but the dressing room is good and everybody gets on well and, you know, integrated well, the new players, and that's what you need.
It's funny you say that. The front page of the Echo today is, I don't have to smile to show I'm happy here. It's Marco Silva. Mm-hmm. I've never thought he was miserable before. Does he perceive he's miserable? And the back page says, am I enjoying myself? Yes, believe me, I'm happy.
Yeah, I think he's very serious, isn't
he?
Yeah, I think he's very serious, yeah.
I thought probably smile a bit. Thank you very much indeed, Gary. Top
cheers,
man.
Gary.
Good points cheers. Made there. Let's talk about the game at the weekend, which John Aldridge will be involved in. He's returning to Tranmere Rovers to get in the management dugout. I think your opposite number is Evo, isn't it? Roy Evans?
Yeah. Evo, yeah. So a bit of laugh, yeah. A bit of fun.
A bit of a laugh. So
are you a player manager?
I don't know. I have to see how I feel, Sharpie. I'm getting too old now, mate. No, being 60 and all that. But I don't know. I might give myself 10, 15 minutes at the end or something. I don't know. See
I thought you'd hung up your boots after that moment at Anfield. Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, no, I played in there. Dortmund, I was man of the match. I've been playing Dortmund not long.
It's very important, this game at the weekend.
It's for a great cause, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. James Bulger. So it's obviously 25 years on, and this game is being played for the James Bulger Memorial Trust. And there's various, what do you say, celebrities in inverted commas.
What do you mean by that?
Who's in your team, John?
I don't know. An awful lot of them. Callum Best is playing. Danny Dyer. I've met Danny before. He's a great fella. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. Harvey. Obviously,
yeah. He's not bad football.
He's a really good footballer. Yeah. Remember Soccer Sixes? They had a Goodison quite a few. Yeah. I played in the same team as him. That one or another one
takes
at the same
series.
Time. Really good player. Always a good player, yeah. So, just obviously stars from all the soap world, from Carnation Street, EastEnders, and Hollyoaks, and Emmerdale, and all of them, Essex and all that. There's loads, there's a big, big list. And to be fair to them, they're all coming up, from London, from everywhere, giving up the time for this great course. So well done to everyone.
You're going to need an assistant who actually knows who these people are, aren't you, to actually point
you're
them
not,
out.
You're not coming, Steve. He's at the free ale already, isn't
why
he?
Why can I not be your assistant? I could choose some of these players for you.
You can know them.
No, but John won't start the game. We get some fit people. We bring John on at the end. Yeah, a bit like Shaqiri or Sturridge.
I think if you look at that squad, I think you might be on after 15.
Good luck with it. And Evo as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a great day, hopefully. Hopefully people will turn up at the course. It's very, very well priced, as you know, Steve.
It's a fiver or a tenner, isn't it?
Yeah. So... I know the people of the world are very, very generous, as the Liverpool people. So, surely come on. Just a pity Everton are playing at 4 o'clock, obviously. Yeah. So, there'll be no Evertonians there, unfortunately. So, but that might have added, but the game got changed. For the television rights.
Two important charities benefiting Tranmere Rovers in the community and the James Bulger Memorial Trust. So if you can get down to Prenton Park, 3 p.m. kickoff on Sunday the 21st of October. It'd be a brilliant laugh anyway. Let's have a look at Liverpool again. Our next caller on the Radio City Legends is Steve. Evening, Steve.
Even Legends, you're okay.
Hello, Steve.
Good. Just touching on the point on the United Nations games, obviously. We all don't enjoy the, when England come around. It feels like you'd have another weekend when the football's not here. But the comments about what Klopp said about the United Nations being a bit of a waste of time, and then Jordan Henderson kind of disagreeing with him a little bit. And I feel like a lot's being made of that actually this week because he disagreed with Klopp on his opinion. But obviously, what else is he meant to say? He's been captain of England before. He's not going to say it's a waste of time, is he?
Well, I think what Jürgen said, it's just a glorified friendly, isn't it, really, to be quite honest. I think that's what he's getting across it. And, for some people, the way the internationals have gone and the way they are, you're not really interested, are you, to be quite honest? The Premiership's, took over everything and the Champions League and Europe and everything. So, you know what the media's like. They love anything like that where they can wangle it and take it to a different direction and try and upset people. So it's nothing.
I don't think Klopp's any different to any manager over that's been over the years. Just when it's come to international friendlies, it's like I'd rather keep my players to myself. So yeah, I think it was just a comment that I think most people would agree with. I can understand Jordan Henderson because it's England and he wants to play and get as many caps as he possibly can. So I can see the difference between the players' view of it and the manager's view of it, kind of thing. But
all players love the international break, don't they? If they're involved,
well, yeah, of course they do. But sometimes, even if you're a top player, sometimes you think at times, wow, I've got to go there and play that one kind of thing. And you love playing for your country, and that's part and parcel of it. But sometimes it's getting yourself up for it. When we've talked about it before on here about how much Premier League games take out of you. you know, in the recovery process and everything else. If you're away, I think Richarlison for Everton has been away in Saudi Arabia or something. I might be wrong here. Somebody can correct me. But there's a hell of a bit of travelling involved as well. So I can fully understand where the managers are coming from.
John, just one further question. You know, just obviously just switching it back to the Liverpool team. Obviously, we have got quite a few injuries, and as the previous caller was saying, maybe a chance for Shaqiri or Fabinho or whoever may be coming in storage. But I don't know. I've watched Keita play a couple of times. Obviously now he's come on quite a lot, hasn't he? He's been like a new substitute or he's either started. And he has been hit and miss. And I don't know whether we had like a year's build up for this player, and I don't know what it is, but I don't know what he's kind of a little bit like the what's that Chelsea player, old midfielder,
Jorginho.
Sorry, no, not George. The whole midfielder for
Kante.
Kante. He's a bit like Kante, but he's a little bit more shaky, so he can play more of a pass, but he's a bit of a, you know, he gets up and down, but I don't know whether I expected a little bit more from him.
I think he just hasn't really produced.
I'm not saying it's not going to come, but I just don't know where he actually fits into our team at the moment.
I think that's a fair point.
Steve. I kind of expected a little bit more, to be honest, John.
Yeah, we all did. I think, you know, some glimpses of some games, you've gone, wow, he will get better. He played really well in a couple of early games, you come, but I actually think, and I might be wrong, that he's been playing on like a bit of an injury, because he's never looked 100% to me. And all of a sudden, his hammy's gone or whatever's happened, which has took him back a bit. But he's got some massive, massive potential, lad. I don't know. Maybe he hasn't settled in. Yeah, he's... Well, I read, funny enough, he's a very shy person. He's sticking like glue to Manny, apparently. You know, he's really shy.
He passes a lot to him on the pitch as well. Yeah.
But it might... Like some people come from abroad, and it doesn't matter the price tag, it's not their fault. And they take time to settle. Some settling straight away. And it might be just one of them that might take just a little bit more time than we expected. And, you know, it's... It's not easy when you want it to happen overnight, isn't it?
Steve, what did you expect straight away from him? Goals?
Well, I'll be honest. I expected a little bit more quality. I know that sounds terrible, but I remember the first game, John, that he played, and it was at Crystal Palace, when he done the little crunch
turn, and then
I was like, whoa. And then he played a little ball over the top. I was expecting a bit more of that, but instead he's kind of gone the other way a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's fair comment.
He gives the ball away a lot.
Yep.
He's been a bit sluggish, but then so's the team. But I don't know. I just, when you pay...
You just took me back there a little bit, Steve, when we played, obviously, in Italy, you know, the other week. You only managed to play for 25 minutes. He looked uncomfortable right from the first minute. He was giving the ball away every time he got the ball. I'm thinking, what's going on here? Then all of a sudden he just went down. Then he went off and he played the next weekend. That was strange to me. Now, I don't know what's going on in his head or whatever, but something...
Do you think he's struggling with Klopp's tactics, maybe?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. No, I wouldn't have thought so. He's the type of midfield player that he's brought in to link between Ian Anderson and Wijnaldum, to have the licence to get in the box, to get goals. Because when you're playing three in midfield there, you've got to get goals from them. You can't just bank on your front three. You know, they've got to come to the table with, like, Henderson should be scoring five or six a season, you know, Wijnaldum the same, and then the other one should be coming in with 15. You know, if you're out of 10 to 15, you know, if you're right up there, and none of them have at the moment.
Keita's been nowhere near, has he, in terms of goals, has he?
No, but I think he will get better when he settles in, hopefully.
You know what, it's funny though, isn't it, because, you know, we bought these players in Fabinho and Keita, and probably both of us thought, John, this is going to take us to the next level. And what's actually happened? You've had Wijnaldum, who's actually playing out of his skin. Yeah. I mean, it's probably the best, like, you know, start of a season in games.
Yeah, but that's...
He dominates the ball. He's improved his game.
Yeah, but that's one of the reasons why the manager gets this, because it happened in our side. You know, you've got to have competition for places. Yeah. You've got to have people breathing down your neck. And all of a sudden, when Wijnaldum's looked and he's gone, we've got Fabinho, Keita, you know, Shaqiri played in there, Milner's been doing well, and it's brought the best out of him. When you know, it's the best he's played for us.
Did you see the goal for Holland he scored as well?
I didn't know.
Yeah, it was terrific.
Did he? Yeah.
Really good.
Oh, good. That's good.
To the right. I could do one of them for Liverpool as well.
Yeah, he's starting to get a few away from home as well now, which hopefully will, you know, add to his tally.
Steve, thank you very much indeed. Some great points there. It's interesting because Koeman rested him for the second Holland game, and he said after that, hopefully I'll earn some brownie points with Liverpool again. So we obviously knew he'd made a mistake talking about Virgil van Dijk's rib injury. Right, 7:05, Radio City Talk. Radio City is the Radio City Legends with John Aldridge and Graham Sharp. We're going to do Pens, our quiz next. Yes, Sharpie and Aldo, we're here. Oh, that's the wrong one to play. I was going to play something else. I'll tell you what, let's have a go at this. No, playing the wrong thing. Here
Benson,
we go.
George Benson, brilliant.
Hang on.
Give me the name.
Don't ruin the quiz.
All right. Oh.
Oh, that one.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Producer Christian, what do I do now?
Have I just answered it?
I've destroyed one of the questions. Oh, I played the wrong.
That's a point for me then.
I pressed the wrong button twice. He's having to come round the back now to have a look. Right, before we get going, let me just give a gratuitous plug to a brilliant interview. Which I did with
I thought you might be involved in that. Hey.
With the Liverpool chief executive, Peter Moore, who came in the other morning. So it's available if you want to have a look on the Radio City Talk YouTube page. And he was there for 45 minutes talking about all sorts of stuff, including how he feels that Liverpool are back amongst European royalty. But he was a great guest. So thank you very much indeed to Peter Moore for coming in.
I've spoken to Peter many times. He's a nice fella, And he's from Garston, by the way, like me.
Is he a Garston lad?
Yeah. He's not a mud man. He was the wrong side to speak road. But he's...
What did you call him? Not a...
A mud man.
A mud man?
If you lived under the bridge in Garston on a Mersey like I did, you were called a mud man. And read your history and let me know.
All right. Where's this history to read?
Google
mud man.
Mudman Garston, you'll soon find out. Right. Your own work, that, all right.
I'll do that in a minute. But do you know about the mudmen of Garston?
No.
Hey, have you ever heard of them,
I'm
Sharpie?
I'm from here.
I've never heard of them.
But you're from here.
But he's not a mudman.
No, he's...
What is he?
There's a pub called the Gay Cavalier on Speak Road, and he used to own it. His dad owned it when he was he was very young, and then obviously he left Liverpool for when he was, I don't know, 8 or 9 or 10 or something. But he's always been put in, that's it.
Good history. Thank you, John. It's a shame you don't have a Peter Moore question in the quiz, because you'd have probably got that right, wouldn't you? So you can catch that interview. Radio City Talks YouTube page. It's very revealing. Thank you, Peter, for coming in. Let's do the quiz. Pens. 6 questions. What are we going to do? Have we lost a music theme tune, producer Christian?
I've changed the song.
Right, he's changed the song. All right.
So what is it now? 5-1 to me?
No.
It is.
3-2. 4-3,
that'll do. Okay.
Oh, it's a good score like
that. 4-2 it is.
All right, Sharp.
I've already got the 4 from, by the way.
Go on, which one do you
want? I'll go 2.
Question number 2. Weirdly. All right.
Oh, Jimmy Lake, George Benson.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But you can't have that, so should we do the other one? Yeah? All right, here you go. What is this song? Song or band? Yeah?
Oh.
Song or band? Yeah. One more time.
In excess.
Is that too easy?
No.
It was. Hutchins was the singer, wasn't he?
Yeah. Lovely first touch, right footy volley. Brilliant goal by Graham Shaw. First blood to the Blues down at the Anfield Road end. And an absolute classic from Graham Shaw.
All right, 1-0 to Sharpie, fair enough. John, where are you going?
Where are we going? I'll go... I'll have Mystery Voice and go number 6.
It's not the Mystery Voice. number 6. What is the national sport of Japan? What is the national sport of Japan?
I have a guess.
You just showed us a video of it.
Sumo wrestling, and it's a guess.
Yeah. Actually, you were watching a bit of sumo wrestling before we came
in. George is in a great position.
Yeah, you should have known that, and you got it right. Well done. Yeah. All right, Sharpie?
4.
Okay. This is one you would have wanted to avoid. No. Can you name me 4 members of the Cardiff City team? Four members of the Cardiff City team? Do you remember we talked about this last time we were on?
Alder Georgie.
This will show you football
Neil
knowledge.
Warnock.
No, that's not allowed. Because we were talking about who was the keeper, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, you know that one.
No, I don't.
All right. Give me a defender.
I can tell you. Lee Pelty. Lee Pelty's not there anymore, is he? Pelty.
No.
He's not there anymore, no.
Let's get into midfield.
I can tell you.
Attack?
No.
The bench?
No.
A Cardiff City fan?
No.
No?
Jones.
Yeah, Evans.
Symptomatic of the game, really.
Williams.
Oh, poor.
I'm not going to go through the squad. But names that you might have known would have included Harry Arter.
Yeah.
Danny Ward?
No.
Yeah. No. Josh Murphy?
No.
Bobby Reid?
No.
Yeah, I knew all them.
Keepers, Neil Etheridge, by the way.
That was
anyway, John, if you pick the wrong question, you might fall foul.
I hope he's 400.
I'd have got that one.
No, you wouldn't.
Come on. John, where are you going?
I'm going number five.
Number five. It's a mystery voice.
Oh. I'm no good at these, Sharp. You
listen
know that.
Carefully. You'll get this.
Well, this will be Kenny Dalglish or something.
Playing in such high-profile games.
Oh, come on.
Once more. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Playing in such high-profile games.
Okay.
Sounds a bit like Stevie G. Sounds a little bit like Stevie G.
John, you can't get this wrong.
That's what I thought.
Go on. Who are you going for?
I thought it was Stevie G.
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was as well.
No.
Very
you
young.
Look at that. That's one.
Oh, right in the ankle.
Who was it?
Horrible little man.
Hold on, play it again.
It was.
Play it again.
Trent Alexander Arnold. This is Trent.
Playing in such high profile games.
Yeah, you can tell now, can't you? All right. That's a miss for all, though. So just one penalty scored each. Sharpie, where are you going?
I'll go one.
Excellent.
Oh, here we go.
Sharpie, can you name me four members of the Huddersfield Town team?
No, it's not. I'm not having that. I'm not having
it
that.
It is. I'll show you my sheet.
I'm not having that.
It's four members of the Huddersfield Town team.
That's it's a doddle.
That serves you right.
The
go
big
on.
Boy up front.
Go on.
Porter or something. Frank Worthington.
let's start with the keeper.
No, it's a foreign guy. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Jonas Lossel.
That's him, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not having that. Defence?
No, I can't.
Big stocky lad.
Midfield?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Up front?
No.
The little mad magician in midfield.
It's terrible, isn't it? You can't name two.
I can.
All right, John's just delighted that he didn't get that, isn't he? All right.
So Ward?
That's a miss. Ward?
No,
not anymore.
Just winding you up.
John, it leaves...
That's a tough one. That was tough.
Nightmare.
That was a tough accident. Yeah.
It leaves one.
Here's your one, John. But... Can you name it? Four Liverpool
can you name
players.
Can you name this song or band? We haven't got another
song.
What do we need to do? Producer Christian.
No, get him to name four Brighton players. Right.
That's the tiebreak.
We've got our own make now, haven't we?
No? Let me show you the sheet.
Oh, it's a shambles. It's got null and void.
So we used that one, didn't we? No?
Shambles.
Oh, right, here we go.
Okay.
True or false?
Oh, that's a hard one to win.
John, there are seven red stripes in the United States flag. True or false?
Oh, you should know that. You
seven
over there.
Stripes.
There are seven red stripes in
Stars
the United States flag. Is that true or is that false?
False.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Why didn't you ask him how many stars it was?
I'm positive.
You look at that. That's right in the ankle. Horrible little man that is, I tell you.
Right, tiebreak question. How many passes has Virgil van Dijk made in the Premier League this season? How many passes? One of you want to step forward, the other one will go higher
passes.
Or lower. Go on.
I said it last time, didn't I? And you went...
Go right, Sharpie, you go. What do you want? How many passes Virgil van Dijk made?
845.
Johnny, going higher or are you going lower?
In league games or games?
Oh, don't complicate it.
No, I need to know
Premier League
games, I would say.
Why are you trying to write something down? Like you're calculating it. Higher or lower?
I'd go higher.
Than?
845.
Oh, God. This quiz is an utter shambles at times. Utter shambles. The answer was...
How many?
579.
I knew it was lower.
Yeah. And you almost went lower.
When your eyes started going like that.
Why are you looking at my eyes?
500. The one you gave us last week was... Who was that? Can you remember it was about 800? And we went lower. can't remember who the player was.
Yeah,
said.
It was. I think he made a lot of short passes, yeah. Didn't he? Right, let's get back to the phone lines. 20 past seven, Radio City Legends.
Is that another win for me? 5-2?
Yeah, 5-2 or 3. Let's talk with John in Kirby. Evening, John.
Evening, fellas. How are we doing?
Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, guys. Right, Sharpie, I just want to talk about something. I've heard a couple of rumours going around. In January, looking at... Umaniyas and Cheng Tosin possibly going out on loan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard anything on that and what you think, if that's a good idea or not.
First and foremost, John, I think it would be strange to hear that just now, unless they've got somebody nailed on they're going to bring in, so I don't think that's going to happen. Whether Tosin and Nias have got a long-term future, I honestly don't know, but I'd be really surprised if one or both of them went out. Maybe, listen, I think there's been talk about Nias going to Galatasaray or somewhere. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I heard about Tosin going back on loan to the club that we bought him off for 12 months.
Well, I just think at this moment in time, you're looking at it, and I think they wouldn't do it simply because they haven't really got anybody else. They've got Calvert-Lewin, who could play up there, and obviously Richarlison's in there now. But I would be surprised if they let the two of them go.
There's been talk of Everton being interested in Divock Origi as well. That's been something that's gone around. Yeah. Would you consider that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know where that's come from. I don't know where again, it's rumours. I thought, and I said in previous shows, I think that if there was to strengthen any area of the team, it would probably be up front in January. But then again, would you do it in January? Is there many available in January? I know we've done it in the past, but I'd be surprised if the two of them went out on loan. And maybe one of them. And of the two of them, I'd probably think that Nias would be the one that would maybe go out on loan. But I haven't heard anything, John, to be fair.
Do you think Tosin would need a lot more time to settle in before? Or do you think Silver will say, right, okay, you're not settling in enough, we'll put you out on a loan spell. Mm-hmm. They can get your confidence back up, scoring a few goals, and then we'll bring you back?
Interesting one. You know, it's an interesting one. But, you know, I just think that Jinx started the season. He hasn't really had a real good run in the team. I think they've alternated between Calvert-Lewin, Tosin, Nias kind of thing. So I've said it time and time again, I think it's a very difficult position to play. I don't think anybody's grabbed it by the scruff of the neck. I think that's why he's played Richarlison there a couple of times. So he's got issues, major issues there. He needs somebody to score goals. He needs somebody to replace the Lukaku goals. He's tried, you know, Tosin, Calvert-Lewin and Nias. But he's got a decision to make in the striking role. I think, if anything, that's the one area we need to strengthen in. But I wouldn't write off Tosin at this moment. You know, I just think that, you know, once one goal, hopefully scored the last home game, with a header on the back post, you know, all he needs is a little bit of confidence. I think that will come. I'd be surprised if he sends him out on loan. I would be.
Do you think there's still an interest in Arsenal?
In getting
a striker from Arsenal, possibly?
Well, I think, as I said, I think it's somewhere that he'd look to strengthen. I think when you look at the team, I think, you know, you look at the defence now, we've got, you know, umpteen centre-backs, and we're quite strong defensively. I think midfield players were quite strong there, obviously with the boy Gomez coming back into it. And it is in the forward position where, if anything, we're a little bit light. And then you talk about goal scorers and people to lead the line. I think we are a little bit light there simply because, you know, we haven't been creative to converting our chances. So if I was looking at it, you know, which I am from an outside point of view, I'm thinking that would be the one area I think that he would try and strengthen, you know, having a centre forward. But whether it's in competition with the ones that are already here or whether it's as a replacement for the ones that he will just have to wait and see. But I'm sure that is an area that he's looking at.
Nice one, John. Thank you very much indeed. Right,
cheers,
top
John.
Points.
Cheers, John.
Before we get to the end of the show, you were watching the Republic's game against Wales with Rushy?
Yeah, with Rushy. We watched it in Portugal. He's got a place not far from mine, and we met up and we had a nice night.
Oh, I thought you went to the game.
No, you watched it abroad.
You watched Harry Wilson.
Yeah, to be fair, I thought the goalie, it was a good free kick, really good. Not as good as the one against Man United, which I really liked, I have to say. But it was a really good free kick. I thought the goalkeeper he should have done better, the goalkeeper. But not taking nothing away from Harry Wilson. He's doing himself no harm at all.
Is he far off the Liverpool first team?
Well, I think he'll stay with Derby all season, you'd imagine. January, maybe, never know, he might come back, but just keep on doing what he's doing, and everyone's delighted with him because he's got some great ability, the lad, yeah.
You see him, though, long-term being part of the Liverpool
well,
first
team. I'd imagine so. Yeah, Liverpool will give him a chance. I think he's 21. 21 now, yeah, 21. Was that a quiz question?
Yeah, you've won. Aldo Sharpie, thank you very much indeed. Radio City Legends returns on Monday. We'll actually have some football to talk about by then. And, of course, Liverpool with an away day at Huddersfield. Everton have got Crystal Palace this weekend for the very best build-up to all the Premier League action and everything else. Please join me on Radio City Talk tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. So 7 until 11, the kick-off on Radio City Talk each and every weekday. Thanks for coming tonight. Legends back Monday.